represents entropy. So you can, it's a matter of having the blues. If the blues as such is a matter of having the blues. What we do when we play the blues is precisely that. We play with the blues. We stomp the blues. We get rid of the blues. We play with the blues, we stomp the blues, we get rid of the blues. So that blues music is good time music because it dispels the menacing elements in the environment, or at least it holds them at bay so we can get on with the human proposition. So you have, to begin with, entropy, nothingness, or particles and waves. The minute you say particles and waves, you've tricked yourself because you use a form. So you have, along with nothingness or nada, you have what James Joyce called the ineluctable modality that is human consciousness. It's always going to be a pattern somewhere.
ZBC. Music from the corporate production studio. While you're on the production line, jackhammering those rivets and bolts. I would be down on that line with you, brothers and sisters, but because I perform certain asexual favors, I've been bumped upstairs to the, while not air-conditioned, certainly no production line. I just get to follow the second-by-second playlist and corporate propaganda parts that they've got written down on my time schedule here. I don't make any more than you brothers and sisters down on the killing floor, but at least I don't have to blow my freaking sensibilities out hour upon mind contorting hour like you people do. I also get to pretend that I'm performing some service that makes better the world, called entertainment and so forth. And once a year on July 4th, I go on the corporate barbecue out by the river. And while I don't get to participate in the coke and hookers that the executives use, I do get to partake of the barbecue itself. And maybe I might get into a canoe for a half hour or so with my wife and six children. Anyway, that's the state of affairs from up here. DJ Booth. High Above. Production floor, almost as high as the highest visual checkers on the video cams, checking your work with zoom flex lenses and shotgun mics and so forth. So be on your toes down there. Watch the language, the hand jive, and the ingestion of party drugs and pills. I'll be here for you, keeping you company, get you through the grind. And I'll see you over at that Tiger game after work, even though I don't get free tickets or anything. Get on the trolley back to Hamtramck with yous. Get back to work tomorrow morning on time. Punch in and get to work.
Cheese profiteroles, and I also have an arugula Caesar salad. For entrees this evening, I have swordfish meatloaf with onion marmalade, rare roasted partridge breast in raspberry coulis with a sorrel timbale,
and grilled free-range rabbit with herb french fries. Our pasta tonight is a squid ravioli and a lemongrass broth, and the fish tonight is a grilled salad with fennel
compote.
God, I hate this place. The Chick's restaurant.
Why aren't we doors yet?
Because Bateman won't give the maitre d' head.
I'd like to take a minute off you.
Is that Reed Robinson over there?
He's freebasing or what? That's not Robinson.
Well, who is it then?
It's Paul Allen.
It's not Paul Allen. Paul Allen's on the other side of the room over there.
Who's he with?
And Weasel from Kicker Peabody.
They don't have a good bathroom to do coke in.
Are you sure that's Paul Allen over there?
Yes, McDougas.
I am.
He's handling a Fisher account.
Lucky bastard.
Lucky Jew bastard.
Jesus, McDermott, what does that have to do with anything?
I've seen that bastard sitting in his office talking on the phone to the CEO spinning a fucking menorah.
Not a menorah. You spin a dreidel.
Oh my God, Bateman. You want me to fry you up some fucking potato pancakes? Some latkes?
No, just cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks.
Oh, I forgot. Bateman's dating someone from the ACLU.
The voice of reason. Boy next door. Speaking of reasonable,
only $5.70.
Not bad.
your fuck, Frank.
If you like, Frank. Here's to your fuck. Cheers.
Cheers. I'm suave, dude. You are so fucking suave. Hey, we love Ben.
We love Ben.
Here's to Ben.
Here's to Ben.
Here's to Ben.
Here's to Ben.
Be polite.
Here's to Ben.
See? That Ben? Can make him do anything I please. Thank you for the toast. That was very nice, Nate. That feels better.
Hey!
I have something for you. Would you excuse us all for a moment, please?
Excuse us for more.
I'm good with it, you said.
See your kid, huh?
Thank you. I close my eyes, then I drift away.
I don't know who they are. But it really bothered me about that friend in Brookline. It was a really bad falling out.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I don't think that I handled it very well.
Oh.
I'm disappointed in myself.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, I know. I thought I was a little immature.
Yeah, you probably are.
Oh, my God. You really think I might be immature?
I don't know. I don't know.
I think when I'm hurt, I am.
All women are.
Oh, you think all women?
All women are immature.
No, there are exceptions.
There are exceptions.
There are exceptions.
Yeah.
Even men. I know one man that's really mature. He's even more mature than I am. He's really cool.
Who could be more mature than you?
This guy.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, most men aren't. I mean, I would say...
Let's hit the fucking road! We're giving our neighbor a joyride! Let's get on with it!
Spiritual, you know, and he just tries to be my mentor.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, sounds like a nice guy.
He is, but he has a girlfriend and everything, you know.
Right.
It's cool, you
yeah.
know.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah, I have girlfriends too, but, you know, yeah, we, you know.
Oh, you do have girlfriends?
Yeah, I have girlfriends too, so.
Oh, but you said one.
Oh. Oh, no, I like more than one.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. I like, you know, like two or three or four or five. Yeah, at a time.
Oh, that's
true.
Sure.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Someone in a multiple design, that's just not going to work.
Oh. Yeah, well, you know.
Oh, you're a lost soul.
Oh, what does that mean?
You can't find who you really are, so you have to have four or five girlfriends?
Well, yeah, four. Four.
Well, tell me if I said I had four or five boyfriends.
Oh, I don't know.
You think I was immature?
Oh, maybe.
I think you would, or you think that I'm, you know, really confused, and you might think I'm a lost soul.
That could be. Whatever.
You really don't care.
Really don't care.
With it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't tell them.
Oh, I see.
You know, I have one date for one night and one date for another. You know, that's the way it usually works.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
And they don't know this.
Right. That.
This is a lot of information for me to take in. I need the short list.
You got the Ballad of the Bay of Pigs, Words and Music by Ted Shackley.
I mean, the latest thing is Panama. You know, we go in there to stop the Panamanian drug trade, and within 2 years, it's doubled.
Listen to this program. Let me tell you about Governor Clinton's program.
Anyone want to go on a joyride with us?
Ineluctable modality, the inevitable pattern of consciousness.
Advertised. So he'd probably let you do it to him.
You're recording this,
conclusion is always a tricky business. Always a tricky business.
Differently. Instead of trying to change the structure in a direct confrontational way, you just drop out and live it the way.
Silent, invisible, instantly. Human speech, music, and appearance pervade the airways together.
Here to be.
All right. All right. Well, well. Certainly so. Certainly so, yes. Once again, it is a pleasure and a joy. A pleasure to be here, a joy to be here with you. A joy to have this night to work and to explore with you, to have this chance to love you.
The fact that Thomas Jefferson had slaves is something you could be very, very self-righteous about. But what is most significant about Thomas Jefferson is that he wrote the Declaration of Independence. And that's the basis of what I was just talking about. We were talking about all men are created equal and you know, the consent of the governed, all those things. So the basis for rejecting or struggling against slavery has been laid in the social contract by Thomas Jefferson. There was no such basis in Africa or any other place.
Gardens building on West 81st Street, on the 11th floor. My name is Patrick Bateman. I'm 27 years old. I believe in taking care of myself, in a balanced diet, and a rigorous exercise routine. In the morning, if my face is a little puffy, I'll put on an ice pack while doing my stomach crunches. I can do 1,000 now. I use a deep pore cleanser lotion. In the shower, I use a water-activated gel cleanser. Then a honey almond body scrub. And on the face, an exfoliating gel scrub. Then I apply an herb mint facial mask, which I leave on for 10 minutes while I prepare the rest of my routine. I always use an aftershave lotion with little or no alcohol because alcohol dries your face out and makes you look older. Then moisturizer, then an anti-aging eye balm followed by a final moisturizing protective lotion. There is an idea of a Patrick Bateman, some kind of abstraction, but there is no real me, only an entity, something illusory. And though I can hide my cold gaze, and you can shake my hand and feel flesh gripping yours, and maybe you can even sense our lifestyles are probably comparable, I simply am not there.
The first one was held on September 26th, 1960 in Chicago. It was really one of the most critical moments, I think, of the critical moments, I think, of the introduction of television as a force and the practice of campaign politics. Godly Caietessi says the fellowship has helped her cope with the loss of her husband and four of her five children. Studio in Chicago, he banged his knee against the car door. So by the time he got in for the debate, he was in bad shape just to begin with. Kennedy, on the other hand, was tanned, rested. He had spent a lot of time preparing for the debate with his advisors. Administered by an agency of Medicare.
I'm surprised we could get boots that would.
Part of the cerebrum, part of the cerebral cortex, a portion of the brain, left side and right side, that has been labeled, have been called lobes, frontal lobes, temporal lobes, occipital lobes, part of the cerebral cortex, of the cerebrum of the brain, that mushroom-like cover over the limbic, over the reticular brain, the ultimately the ancient brain. We would suggest, as we say, several reasons, the first of which is that your temporal lobes, left and right, your temporal lobes function as if they were a second set of familiar senses. Now, they're not a second set. But they function as if they were a second set of your familiar senses, sight, sound, touch, taste. They function in this capacity. Perhaps it's easiest to understand when we talk of the function of sight. That portion of your brain that protrudes, that portion of the brain that is not covered with a cranium, but rather is covered by this tiny lid, is an observing device. It is a measuring device. It observes and measures a certain band, a certain range of electromagnetic energy, collecting what it measures, the wave function that, quote, appears to collapse, close quote, into particle function. It gathers that electromagnetic energy, flips it around, moves it this way, that way, travels through the rods and cones, through the optic nerve, to the occipital lobe, where it is translated into what you call sight. while this was happening, that electromagnetic energy, once a wave function, now appearing to be a particle function, that electromagnetic energy is censored by the temporal lobes. The temporal lobes censor, such that your scientists now know that of the available electromagnetic energy called light, of the available electrical magnetic energy that would be sight, 50% or less is all that is registered. Meaning that 50% or more of what anyone could see is not seen. We're not talking esoteric sight here. We're not talking psychic sight here. We're talking about what is available to everyone. Your scientists know that 50% or more of what could be seen is not seen. Not because the eyes cannot, not because the optic nerve won't, not because the occipital lobes are incapable, but because the temporal lobes censor, depending upon their calibrations, censor the light.
But this is what was done, not by the Japanese, by ourselves. This is television.
Has covert operations with drug money. And the major drug players are all CIA assets. I mean, there was this wonderful line in JFK where they're grilling the character. And they're saying, why are you doing this? Why are you doing this? And he says, because I'm afraid if I don't do it, nobody will.
In June, Governor Clinton promised $150 billion in...
You were told that I was a sports announcer, WHO Des Moines. Well, back in those days, the great evangelist Amy Semple McPherson was making a tour of the country holding revival meetings, and one of them in Des Moines.
The structure in a direct confrontational way, you just drop out and live it the way you think it ought to be.
You play anything besides a sweet potato?
Yes, a drum. Cook a drum and trumpet. Yeah. And I go up in the mountains and yell now and then.
A little better?
Yes.
Are you going to stick around for a little bit more?
Mm-hmm. Good. Do you think we can make it over to the end of the mountain without using our hands?
I can try.
Try?
Yeah.
And you're not going to forget who's in charge, are you? Are you, Lisa?
No, I'm not.
There. And you can do it. You know, it's very difficult to walk on concrete.
Good.
I sit. Step right in front of the camera. Put your hands on top of your head, Lisa. When you were little, did your mom or dad ever make you count to three, four?
That will only
enraged. You say instead, I live in a safer universe, and so you shall. And those defenses that you set up against threats will crumble, for they will not be needed. Now, when you are born as a child, you are born in trust. When you become born again in a samadhi birth, then you wed innocence and knowledge. You know that you are innocent. You know that you know that your universe is safe. Now, in his book, Rupert has come upon these cutters, and they are practical and they are realities. But at the official level of consciousness, they sound impossible, and they contradict everything that it seems you know at that level of existence. So you must, and you are learning here and there to alter the stages of your consciousness where those codicils make sense. Each of you tell yourselves that you live in a safe universe. Do not say the universe is safe. It will only confuse you at this stage. But you are safe. And you are innocent. And you can become aware of that innocence. Now, the city could not be completed at the stage of consciousness with which you began that project, for it would contradict the reality that you accept. But the city can be completed as each of you learn to alter the focus of your awareness. For when you enter that city and when you build it, you will leave the official one-line kind of consciousness as your main criteria for reality. You will take it with you as one picture or as one view, perhaps as a landscape that you have seen somewhere, a beautiful one that you love. But it will not be the entire picture. You must step out of that picture while loving it and holding it tenderly in your hand.
And a half hours a day, average. That's the average. So there must be people out there hooked on 24 hours a day, or I visit people in LA who have one set on. That's the average. So there must be people out there hooked on 24 hours a day, or I visit people in L.A. who have one set on in every room, so they're racking up a lot of time for the rest of us. You see, what is needed is an operational awareness of what we mean by drug. A drug is something which causes unexamined, obsessive, habituated behavior. You don't examine your behavior, you just do it. You do it obsessively. You let nothing get in the way of it.
Received in magic boxes for distant reproduction.
Bye, Ben.
Anyone want to go on a joyride with us?
Serious question. If you look at NT5, it's now projected to be 50 million lines of code.
Now only as he and she are the two.
These are the two. They seem to be millions of years old.
And by reading an interview somewhere with an Israeli ambassador in one city and reading something else in the Israeli press. Now, okay, the information is there, but it's there to a fanatic, you know, somebody who wants to spend a substantial part of their time and energy exploring it and comparing today's lies with yesterday's leaks and so on. That's a research job. And it's, you know, it just simply doesn't make any sense to...
Go up in the mountains and yell. Way up in the high in the mountains and yell as hard as I can.
That's what they're about.
Allow me the strength to answer questions I can't fathom. Allow me the spirit to know his needs. Allow me the kindness to choke back retorts. Allow me the serenity to serve him in peace. Allow me the love to show him myself. Allow me the tenderness to comfort him. Allow me the light to show us the way. Allow me the wisdom to be an asset to him. Let me be able to show him each day my love of my service to him. Let me open myself up to completely belong to him. Let my eyes show him the same respect, rather I sit at his side or kneel at his feet. Let me accept my punishment with the grace of a woman. Let me learn to please him beyond myself. Grant me the power to give myself to him completely. Give me the strength to please us both. Permit me to love myself in loving him. Allow me the peace of serving him. For it is my greatest wish, my highest power to make his life complete. As he makes mine.
head voices to carry sound rather than the lower breath to carry sound. And the breath begins to settle in the body, and then you have the power.
Now, the station thought it would be a good idea, an enterprising public relations man, to interview Amy Semple McPherson. But why they picked a sports announcer to interview that noted evangelist, I'll never know.
A million lines of code.
To be somewhere playing ball or, you know, looking through old comic books. I think even at the time I sort of appreciated the atmosphere of these places. I remember my memory of linoleum stores is a sign and all sorts of warnings, clippings from newspapers about children who were killed by falling rolls of linoleum.
Got to do is lay in here and hold on to this motherfucker, all right? I'm gonna tell him I'm going in the trunk to show him the goods. When I open the trunk, you pop up and wrap this motherfucker.
Okay, ranch hands. Get ready for your first coffee break. 12 minutes. Then head back to your machinery stations. Out here at the J&B plant, East Lansing. Gotta renew your dating card with your union rep, of course, by quitting time today. It's a new subroutine policy. Ensures the benefits and conditions will apply. Up here in the DJ station. Oh, I wish it was air conditioned like other DJs I've heard about. But it's all they give me up here. Keeps me from being down there. Nora, you had your chance to audition, and I got the job. Not telling you what I had to do to get this job, but I've got it. Been hearing some top selections from the Akron plant. The S-22 machine. You can hear that in the mix there. It's a baler. Up to 402 PSI in the bolt mechanism register. Increasing production by 22% over the median average monthly log rate. Only a 22% return figure on that as well. Down from 27. I could translate that into dollars and cents for you, but you're not going to see that end anyway, so just leave that to the big boys up here. And in Chicago, of course, central office. The new metaphysics version of the Killing Floor lullaby for you. Don't say we never give you nothing up here. We've had 7 minutes left on this break. Where you'll be making sweet music of your own. I trust. Otherwise known as Yo Betta, brother. Right Honorable the Major at the DJ board here, Gary Geiserman. Sipping cola, mixing tunes just for you. Keep you company. Production line with a human face. Hope it catches on, or I'll be down there riveting and spraying those high PSI acrylic nozzles in the paint room. Connected with the WZ network out of the tri-state Mayberry region in eastern Massachusetts right about now, and the internet, of course, so that we can be federally and regulated by the Human Rights Commission of the UN and so forth. Don't make me go into all that litany. Christ. For God's sakes. Hey, look, I got to sound corporate. I'm with you guys, though. My heart is down on the floor with you. 4 minutes till the end of break. Get ready to start wrapping it up. Finish that chocolate cruller or whatever junk food you are smacking down your single eye hole. Working class mentality that you've all got. It has been lauded in certain circles, but not by me. At least it's not that black ghetto kind of attitude. Thank God that is being kept off mass media and the TV. If that stuff ever gets in the popular circulation, it's going to cause a right-wing reaction like you ain't never seen. Then we'll never get the hell out of here, man. So, new metaphysics, Gary Geiserman, the Major. WZBC.org on the corporate network. Triple lined with various encryption walls and membranes. Gotta filter this thing at all times. You don't think this is what I am actually saying, do you? This is what's left, my friends. 2 minutes. Get ready to strap it on and bend over down there. Should be back in your station sub scene right now. Big line boss. Monitoring, of course. Get ready. I want you to go down there, bend over really hard, and really give it to it, man. Give it all. Leave it all. And do it all. Or we'll can your asses.
That shit ain't finna shoot nobody.
I ain't saying nothing about you shooting nobody. All you gotta do is hold on to it. They'll get the idea.
Man, you must be out of your fucking mind if you think I'm finna get in this dirty ass trunk. We ain't going nowhere but to Koreatown, man. You ain't gonna be in here no more than 10 minutes.
Traffic on Dalatin. Net Dalatin. Net only trades traffic with sites without consoles. We prefer to trade traffic with real content sites, but we will accept trades from non-content sites. However, we will only trade blind link traffic with non-content sites. When you trade with Dalatin, Net, you will receive traffic from the following links: the top 45 referrer list at the top of the page based upon quantity of traffic, non-blind link for real content sites only. B. The top 33 trades receive a link scattered through the listings based upon quantity and productivity of traffic. Non-blind link for real content sites only. See, when the surfer clicks on a gallery, 20% of the time the surfer will be diverted to a trade. Blind link for all types of trades. Note, for a site to appear on the top 45 and top 33 listings list, they need to have their title enabled. Though it is possible to trade traffic with Dalatin Net immediately, you will only receive traffic from C until your description is enabled. If you have a real content site and wish to do a large trade and wish to have your title enabled immediately, please contact me on ICQ number 25770872Tim. I review the traffic trades each day and add descriptions for all trades big enough to appear on the top 45 list. Dalatin Net uses the UCC version IV script to manage the traffic trades. The exact return ratio you are sent is dependent upon the traffic productivity you send in. Hence, there is an advantage in sending both blind and non-blind link traffic to Dalatin. Also, it is advantageous to send blind links with a team description to further increase productivity.
I've got these things from natural releases of the body. I mean, you have those tabloid press headlines that says things like 85-year-old woman lifts car off husband. I mean, she did it by breathing low.
Not only do the temporal lobes sense the light, they also split. They split the electromagnetic energy, sending some of it to the limbic brain and some of it to the occipital lobe of your cerebrum or cerebral cortex. Now, this is an essential function as a human being, because you see, the energy that travels through the limbic brain, the center of feeling, generates feeling that then radiates downward to the oldest portion of the brain and the motor function, so that you respond to what you see instinctively, so it seems, automatically. And it radiates back up and out to the cerebrum, the cerebral cortex, and the occipital lobe, where feeling and thought are added to sight. So that when you see something, you have a response, and you also have thought, and you also have feeling. Otherwise, you would be nothing more than a camera. A camera captures light, creates images in the darkest interior of itself. So your eyes, lenses, creating images. You'd be nothing more than a camera, and a rather inefficient one at that. For what camera do you know needs to sleep and eat and eliminate waste product and all those kinds of things? Who changes all the time, grows, becomes from... You'd be a very inefficient camera. But because the temporal lobe splits that electromagnetic energy that otherwise would be sight to send it to the limbic brain, where from there it radiates into the reticular and back out to the cerebrum and cerebral cortex, you have this most incredible thing called human sight. The temporal lobes function as if they were a second set of eyes.
Ricky Harrison has to cancel. He didn't say what he was canceling or why.
Occasionally box with Ricky at the Harvard Club. Anyone else?
Spencer wants to meet for drinks at Flutie's, Pier 17.
When?
After 6.
Negative. Cancel it.
And what should I say?
Just say no.
Just say no?
Okay, Gene. I need reservations for 3 at Camel's at 12:30, and if not there, try crayons, all right?
Yes, sir.
Oh, wait. And I need reservations for 2 at Arcadia at 8 o'clock on Thursday.
Something romantic?
No. Silly. Forget it. I'll make them.
No, I'll do it.
No. Be a doll and just get me a mineral water, okay?
You look nice today.
Don't wear that outfit again.
What? I didn't hear you.
I said, do not wear that outfit again. Wear a dress, a skirt, or something.
You don't like this, I take it.
Come on. You're prettier than that.
Thanks, Patrick.
I'm not here. And high heels. I like high heels.
are maybe fashions. So I unlock that habit and then get the voice completely without... You shouldn't feel the voice. The first thing you should feel is that the voice leaves you. The word has left you. So I would use maybe very gentle ooh sound. The human voice works like an arc. It's up and out. So I would get somebody to look at a point just above eye line and very gently send a sound there like ooh, and eventually they begin to feel that there's no pressure in the throat at all. The voice just leaves.
Riding in no goddamn trunk for no minute, man. Well, I can't ride up front with you.
You can't ride up front with me. The surprise element is 90% of it.
I'm sorry, man, but I ain't getting no goddamn trunk.
I can't believe you do me like this.
Do you like what, man? I just ain't climbing in no goddamn dirty ass trunk, man.
Higher productivity traffic is always returned at the higher ratio with UCJC script.
Second set of eyes. It also happens with hearing. The parabolics of your ear gather a different frequency, a different range of electromagnetic energy, and likewise, so that when you hear sounds, you respond to them long before you can think. In the limbic brain, there is the amygdala gland, a little almond-shaped gland that is a response, an emotional response gland that responds before you think, so that if all of a sudden some very loud sound, before you could think, loud sound, pull away. You... loud sound, scream. Why do you do that? A loud... ah! Why do you do that? But it's the amygdala gland that triggered the electromagnetic energy sent there not by your ear, but by this temporal lobe. Touch, when you touch things, you also have thought and feeling. And response, because the temporal lobes, it's not that the nerves all go, but the temporal lobes send that electromagnetic energy, and likewise with taste. The only of your familiar senses that doesn't do this is the sense of smell. The olfactory sends that electromagnetic energy right to the limbic brain, bypassing the temporal lobes. And from there, it radiates, as we suggest, to the oldest and to the newest portion of brain. So it is that the temporal lobes function as if they were a second set of familiar sense. Now, if you could develop those lobes and utilize them consciously, you could see more than the 50% and hear and touch and taste. And although such development and utilization may not alter your sense of smell, it can alter your facility and the prowess with which you use your familiar senses. If you are building a new structure, it perhaps is wise to see and to hear and to touch and to taste more than in the old ways. Temporal lobes are as if a second set of familiar senses. That's the first reason. Second, they don't function as if, but they do modulate the function of your common senses now. As many of you know, when we say common sense, we don't mean ordinary. We mean the senses that are common to everybody, because not everybody can see or hear. Not everybody has the capacity to taste, and there are people who have nerve damage that cannot feel, nerve damage that produces a paralysis even. But yet they can still, and they still maintain the common senses, the two of them as we define them, imagination and balance. Not the balance that is taken care of by the ear, but though it is, can be affected, but the temporal lobes modulate the function of imagination and the function of balance as a sense. Now, we're not talking of imagination as most your consensus defines it, as just images. But the imagination, not even in the sense of the Jungian definition of active imagination, but what we speak of as the living imagination that engages and involves the body, as well as the images and the inspiration. The imagination that can see and hear and touch and smell and taste without the use of the familiar organs, of the familiar senses. Your temporal lobes modulate the intensity and the aliveness of imagination. Those who have very dulled temporal lobes, inactive, unsensitive, will find their imagination likewise dulled. Not necessarily visualization, their imagination dulled. Those who have very sensitive or very active temporal lobes tend also to be those who have a very active, and more than that, a living imagination. If you can develop and activate these lobes, you can change the modulation and develop and activate your imagination in ways that you can yet not imagine. You can find a sense of balance, not be able to stand on a balance beam, who, what, nah, but there's not too many of you that need to do that in the function of your life. But a balance of centering in a world that seems to be going cockamamie all about you. Because the temporal lobes modulate the function. Now, not singularly. It's not some sort of chauvinistic singular authority. It's not some sort of either-or paradigm of it does it all or none at all. But it modulates. These temporal lobes modulate that function. A third reason why is that your temporal lobes also modulate the function of the unfamiliar senses. That sense of life. A sense of light that may be for some seen as an aura, but maybe not, but still a sense of light or life in this as opposed to that, in that as opposed to another. I don't know how I know. It's not anything that I see. I just sense that this has a vibrancy, a life, and this does not, or this has more and that has less. That sense is modulated by the temporal lobes, as that sense of voice that you cannot hear, except when your temporal lobes are activated, you do hear it. What's that? Who is it? What are you talking about? I'm not hearing anything. I'm sure I did. Clairaudience is a term that has sometimes been applied. That capacity of voice and of movement that does not move, of warmth that ranges from the very cold to the very hot. Not as a temperature, but as a sense of warmth, and of course, that of substance, that of the soul of a thing or of a person. Temporal lobes modulate the function, of these unfamiliar senses. And again, with development and utilization, so you can modulate not your temporal lobes anymore, you using them, harnessing them, developing, activating, so as to modulate your unfamiliar, your common and your familiar senses, reasons 1, 2, and 3. Does not stop there. Your temporal lobes, small critters, they're in your brain, but nonetheless, also temper your emotions. Different concepts here. Function as if, modulate the function, and now, fourthly, they temper your emotions. Now, as we talk of emotions, we are speaking of those sort of seed-like things that inside are filled with all kinds of feelings, all kinds of thought. And many times emotions and feelings are used interchangeably, and it's perfectly fine to do so, but it's also valuable from time to time to remember that feelings are different than emotion. Anger is an emotion, and that may stir, it absolutely does, many thoughts, and may stir many feelings. You're angry and you may feel sad, or you may feel glad. Thank God I finally felt it. And it is temporal lobes, again, not singularly, but are part of the process. They temper your emotions and therefore temper your thought and your feeling. You've heard in Southern California, the Santa Ana winds. And oh boy, when those winds blow, people get crazy. They get moody, they get snappy, they get depressed, they have auto accidents when they would not otherwise, they drop things, they're klutzes, they're clumsy, people bark at each other, they're just, oh, it's just a horrible, depressing, irritating time. Do you think it's the wind that does that? A lot of people say it is, and then they think you're the airy-fairy ones. It's not the wind. It's the electromagnetic energy that at that particular point is flowing, that also generates the wind flowing. And the wind flowing in this direction, like a barometer, like a needle of a compass, saying the electromagnetic energy affecting the temporal lobes is now tempering your emotion, thought, and feeling. You see, what happens here is electromagnetic energy flows as a wave, okay? Seems to collapse as a particle when observed. Upon that wave, energy flows, force flows. When you change the amplitude, the height of the wave, when you change the amplitude, you can put information and move information. When you change the amplitude, when you have amplitude modification, AM, you can pick up radio waves that are transmitted on amplified, or the moderated amplification, the amplitude, excuse us, the moderated amplitude, the height of the wave, moderate that, information can flow upon it. You can also not only change, as we look at a wave, the amplitude is the height. The height of a wave. The frequency of a wave is the number of times it repeats itself in a given space-time. certain frequency, a faster frequency, a slower frequency. When you modulate the frequency, also you can carry information. When you have, either by changing the amplitude or changing the frequency, either with AM or FM, information can be carried. Energy and force can be carried in the formation. And you turn on your radios, FM, AM, on your dial. The dial that gathers that electromagnetic energy with an amplitude modification or with a frequency modulation. Now, your temporal lobes, in tempering your emotions, can pick up the amplitude modification, the frequency modification, and bring to you information. Not necessarily my feeling in the back picks up W whatever in that sense, but it, by the amplitude and frequency modulation, tempers your emotions, tempers your thought and feeling. There is also this thing that's called very high frequency, VHF, and ultra high frequency. And it is upon these that you can transmit not only information as words, but also as pictures. Television. 13 channels VHF. And then, remember long ago? VHS of the UHF. Oh my gosh. And there is also extremely low frequency that is radiated from a lot of your now high-tech equipment, the widgets of your world. And you see, your temporal lobes are sensitive to the and the very high, or the ultra high, or the extremely low. Oops. Are sensitive to the amplitude frequency, and the very high, or the ultra high, or the extremely low frequency.
There we stood in the studio, and I asked her several what I thought were appropriate questions, and then she answered graciously, but then went into a very fervent plea about the success of her meeting. And I sat down. Until suddenly I heard her saying goodnight to our radio audience, and I looked up at the clock, and there were only 4 minutes to go. Well, I didn't know enough about Amy Semple McPherson that I could fill 4 minutes. So I got up, and in those days of radio and disc jockeys and so forth, I started thanking the noted evangelist Amy Semple McPherson and so forth, but I did like this, which means get a record ready. And the fellow out in the control room through the window reached out. There was always records around there for such contingencies, and picked one up and put it on the table. And I said, ladies and gentlemen, we conclude this broadcast by the noted evangelist Amy Semple McPherson with a brief interlude of transcribed music. I expected nothing less than the Ave Maria. The Mills Brothers started singing Minnie the Moocher's Wedding Day.
Net sends out approximately 100 hits per day out to traffic trade.
Sane, I think, United States Senator. Our government lies. And it's extraordinary the degree to which they will classify information in the name of embarrassment or political ideology and avoid telling the American people the truth.
The Mills Brothers started singing Minnie the Moocher's Wedding Day.
And I announce to you tonight, and I pledge to you, that I personally will carry this campaign into every one of the 50 states of this nation between now and November the 8th.
Well, good evening, lads and lassies. Taking a short respite here on the trail. Long day of herding those heifers, making sure those wagon trains are rolling. Got a lot of good axle grease on those axles. Sitting around that campfire right now. Really privileged to be providing some frontiersman relief. It's hard being a frontiersman. You gotta rough it and work hard all the live long day. Of course, you do get a lot of time in the old wagon to have a full and fruitful sex life with your wife. Make sure the old dogs and chillins and stuff are outside while that's happening. Although I think they were all inside during the old frontier, if I'm not mistaken. The old family bed, as it were. Where young Chillens was raised with the fullness of the natural life. And I don't think it harmed them any. They went on to be our forefathers and full-blooded Americans here in the 48. WZBC.org, WZBC FM 90.3, 617-552-4686, and of course, electronic at the speed of almost light, mail for the major, the big old blue dog, 83 at excite.com. Fold a major. Or you could try Gary G at sockets.com. Still for the major, of course. Now he's a strange bird, that major. I know him very intimately after all these years. He's not a simple man, not a simpleton, he may not even be a man, but he is intricate, I'll tell you that. Mind is forever percolating, dreaming up frontier stories, except in his case, the frontier stories always head for the border. Not for the interior. like in this country. And they, when they get to the border, they slip through the membrane, as it were. Head away from the border. And if they're doing their job correctly, they will head to another border. And so on, my friends. That's right, brother. So I want you to bend over now and be ready to receive entertainment. You deserve it. You've worked hard all the live long day. You've eaten some cow hide, other critters, for some God only knows reason. And to balance that mixture out, that pH, you have to let some cereal grain rot. And then take that decomposed fecal matter down your throats and get all crazy like a loon. Make balance for the over-seriousness along the trail. Do that now.
Huh? Hey, no smile for Frank? No? Okay, fuck it. Let's go. You want to go with Raymond? Come up.
I'll see you Tuesday, Frank.
Right then.
Neighbor out the fucking country.
Hey, do you like to walk? Can't talk to you, shithead.
Well, he said, what?
What? Hey, what has this fuck got to do with anything? What are you looking at? Nothing. Don't you look at me, fuck! I shoot when I see the whites of the eyes. Oh, what are these?
Please,
Francesco, don't say please, fuckhead! Oh, baby. Oh, baby, what's so pencil? What's the matter? Give him back. What's the matter? Just a little red, that's all. Give him, let me feel him. Come here.
Hey, leave her alone!
Next! You out of the-
get him out of the car, Raymond!
Frank! Frank, he didn't mean...
Shut up! Shut up!
Pretty, pretty. Pretty, pretty.
Frank,
leave me alone!
Frank!
Frank! Paul. Candy-colored
clown. You're fucking lucky to be alive.
Candy-colored clown, they call the Sandman. Tiptoe to my room every night. Just to sprinkle stardust and to whisper, go to sleep. Everything
candy colored clown.
I close my eyes, then I drift away.
Don't be a good neighbor to her.
The magic night,
I'll send you a love letter.
Straight from my heart, fucker. Do you know what a love letter is? It's a bullet from a fucking gun, fucker. You receive a love letter from me, you're fucked forever! You understand, fuck? I'll send you straight to hell, fucker!
I walk with you.
Walk with you.
Dreams.
I talk to you.
Dreams,
your mind.
Plus $220 billion in new spending, and I thought that would satisfy his appetite, but that's just an hors d'oeuvre, because ever since then, Bill Clinton has made new promises, $1 billion in new government spending every single day.
Was massacring all those people worth being separated from your love for the rest of your life.
...percent of it.
I'm sorry, man, but I ain't getting no goddamn Trump.
Papers about children who were killed by falling rolls of linoleum.
Hello?
your dad ever make you count to three before you obey? Or else you got trouble when they got to three? Did you ever have to do that?
Yeah.
Okay, so, we're going to do that right now. Let's start.
Funny, are you...
Actually, I'm the one who counts to three. So I'm going to have you do it, okay?
What do I have to do?
I want you to count to three.
Yeah.
Ooh, let's do it in French. Can you count to three in French?
Yeah, I can.
Do it.
Population to dedicate themselves to this task on every issue.
We're up against some really bad guys in the world, and especially when the communists were in charge of the Soviet Union. Really bad guys. And covert action was a great thing. It deflated the Soviet Union so we didn't have to have a big war with them. And now people can enjoy themselves without having the communist threat and all these missiles pointed at
them. Now, a surfing Republican is somewhat of an oxymoron.
I'm not the best surfer in the world, but I am the best surfer in Congress.
Shout, you'll be heard. Well, it's very interesting. You can often hear a voice, but if you're shouting, people will not listen to it.
Friends for 600.
During courtship, the male frigate bird inflates to enormous size the red pouch found here.
Thousands of roses and lots of chocolate truffles, Godiva, and oysters on a half shell.
I'm trying to listen to the new Robert Palmer tape, but Evelyn, my supposed fiancé, keeps buzzing in my ear.
Any Leibovitz. We'll get any Leibovitz. And we'll have to get someone to videotape. Patrick, we should do it.
Do what?
Get married. Have a wedding.
No, I can't take the time off work.
Your father practically owns the company. You can do anything you like, silly.
I don't want to talk about it.
I hated that job anyway. I see why you just don't quit.
Because I want to fit in.
Williams party?
I'm on the verge of tears by the time we arrive at a spas, since I'm positive we won't have a decent table. But we do. And relief washes over me in an awesome way.
Patrick, this is my cousin Vanden and her boyfriend Stash.
Would you mind?
They're both artists.
I met these in Braille.
I see you've met everyone.
You fuck off.
Okay, all right.
I'm fairly certain that Timothy Bryce and Evelyn are having an affair. Timothy is the only interesting person I know. I'm almost completely indifferent as to whether Evelyn knows I'm having an affair with Courtney Rawlinson, her closest friend. Courtney is almost perfect looking. She's usually operating on one or more psychiatric drugs. Tonight, I believe it's Xanax. More disturbing than her drug use, though, is the fact that she's engaged to Lewis Carruthers, the biggest doofus in the business.
Tell me, Stash, do you think Soho is becoming too commercial?
Yes, I read that.
Oh, who gives a rat's ass?
Hey, that affects us.
Oh, well, what about the massacres in Sri Lanka, honey? Doesn't that affect us, too? I mean, do you know anything about Sri Lanka? How, like, the Sikhs are killing, like, tons of Israelis over there?
Come on, Bryce. There are a lot more important problems than Sri Lanka to worry about.
Like what?
Well, we have to end apartheid, for one, and slow down the nuclear arms race, stop terrorism, and world hunger. We have to provide food and shelter for the homeless, and oppose racial discrimination, and promote civil rights. while also promoting equal rights for women, we have to encourage a return to traditional moral values. Most importantly, we have to promote general social concern. Less materialism in young people.
Patrick, how thought-provoking.
Who promised to take their followers literally out of this world in a spaceship.
FCC's script can focus up to 30% of this traffic to a single trade if required, so no trade is too big or too small. A note on small trades is if you sign up for a trade and don't send any traffic for a week, your site will be purged from the database.
Kind of life we're being sold on every level. Watch, to consume, to buy. The psychedelic thing is off in this tiny corner, never mentioned. Yet it represents the only counterflow toward a tendency to just leave people in designer states of consciousness. Not their designers, but the designers of Madison Avenue, the Pentagon, so forth and so on.
Campaign, I make a prediction. I say that just as in 1952 and 1956, millions of Democrats will join us, not because they are deserting their party, but because their party deserted them at Los Angeles 2 weeks ago. Suggested to you what our friends of the opposition offered to the American people. What do we offer? First, we are proud to offer the best 8-year record of any administration in the history of this country. But my fellow Americans, that isn't all, and that isn't enough, because we happen to believe that a record is not something to stand on, but something to build on. And building on the great record of this administration, we shall build a better America. We shall build an America in which we shall see the realization of the dream the dreams of millions of people, not only in America, but throughout the world, for a fuller, freer, richer life than men have ever known in the history of mankind. Let me tell you something of the goal.
Again?
Un, deux, trois. And this time, faster.
Get up and do it faster. Get up!
Un, deux, trois.
Oh, that wasn't so hard now, was it? Come on, one more time. One more time, give me a good un, deux, trois. Come on.
Un, deux, trois.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's not so bad. You're all done with that. Oh, I'm sure you got spanked when you were a little girl. You don't hate me, do you?
Two things. I can only get these sheets in Santa Fe. These are very expensive sheets, and I really need them. If you don't shut your fucking mouth, I will kill you. Listen, I have a lunch meeting at Joubert's in 20 minutes. I need those sheets clean by this afternoon. Listen, I cannot understand you. This is crazy. You're a fool. I can't cope with this stupid bitchy. Understand?
Patrick? Hi, Patrick. I thought that was you.
Hello. This is...
Isn't it ridiculous coming all the way up here? But they really are the best.
Then why can't they get these stains out? I mean, can you talk to these people or something? I'm not getting anywhere.
Oh, what are those?
Oh, well, it's cranberry juice, Cranapple.
Really?
Listen, if you could talk to them, I would really appreciate it. I'm really late. I have a lunch appointment at Hubert's in 15 minutes.
Hubert's? That moved uptown, right?
Well, oh boy, listen, I've got to go. Thank you, Victoria.
Maybe we could do lunch one day next week. You know, I'm downtown on Wall Street
quite often. I'm at work all the
time. Well, what about a Saturday?
Next Saturday?
Sure.
Can't, I'm afraid. I'm at Natalie Mays. Listen, I've really got to go. I'll call you.
Okay.
Going to pay Bill's bill. And of course, Governor Clinton says he's only going to tax the rich, but everybody out there with $22,000 in income better be ready.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It's been my pleasure, my privilege to entertain you. Let a little of my magnificence shine through the ions of thousands and thousands of years of human tool making and layers and layers of culture keeping us as a safety net from the abyss, the blackness, the darkness of the bottomless black heart of the human soul, and the dangerous radiant death ray of the human spirit. And as a DJ, member of the media, member of the entertainment class, which in America is a pretty damn high class, it's been my pleasure, my privilege to shine forth some of my brilliance. It's too good for you. It's over your head. You don't get it. You don't deserve it. Probably only using 15% of your ability to discern aesthetics and interrelate with the nodes and strings of conscious concepts and alive thrusts into the ambient, not existing horizons. That's okay. This is America. And here, post-90s, we all, children of the corporate commercial, we're even selling out and jamming one up your brother's ass is sought after, applauded, and fully rewarded. At least that's how we feel. I am no exception, of course. I swim in the media culture sphere. Almost 100% now corporate, disinformed, propaganda using all seven types of propaganda for each of the seven institutions of human cultural life in a country world renowned for its ability to subtract all depth from all things and then let them shine back on ourselves and appreciate our feet. Thrive on in the States. And I'm very proud tonight as a member of this estate to fully perform, bring forth, and cock my organ in a thrusting salute to this tower we have fully erected and upon which yet more needs to be built. Spirit of our late President Ronald Reagan. I think he's dead now. Shines on! And I, a former left-wing rebel, have followed in the pathway of many reformed rebels and shout forth the word, the gospel, good news for all with absolute arrogance and self-certainty, as is the voice of all ex-people. Ex-forayers into the abyss, the black, black heart, the deep crevasse of human soul. So since I've turned to 180, I cannot be turned anymore. Many adults follow this plan. Does sort of buoy one up when one is tempted to fall. Here in the hermetically sealed culture sphere, the high, high edifice of the mark of the modern beast man, the 6-6 and 6 again, the twin towers of the modern human jackal, keeping us from the abyss, the muck, the mud, the mire of our shadow reflection of ourselves. We dare not glance upon too many times in one's lifetime. Of the digital and the genetic tool making booklets of knowledge, the sphere, the ambient space, the unseen, unacknowledged balance of the propaganda of materialism, genetics and digital research shall lead us through the valley of the shadow of the darkness of our own selves. I have no doubt. And as a dispenser of this knowledge to you, the worker bees, I quietly and with quite a lot of denouement and foreshadowing,
glory to God,
shout it out.
Glory to God.
He's going to sock it to the working people in this country.
They are relatively young earthlings. Marshall Herf Applewhite, born 44 years ago in Spur, Texas, and Bonnie Lou Truesdale Nettles, 48, of Houston.
I mean, the surprise element is 90% of it.
I'm sorry, man, but I ain't getting no goddamn Trump.
I can't believe you do me like this.
Do you like what, man? I just ain't climbing in no goddamn dirty-ass trunk, man. I got a problem with small places. No,
well, I got a problem with spending $10,000 on ungrateful peanut-head niggas to get them out of jail, but I did it. And how small was that jail cell, motherfucker?
Look, man, I know I owe you. You got to bring all
this. If you owe me, then get your ass in this trunk.
Man, I want to help you, but I won't be locked in no goddamn trunk or no car.
My purity with a lifetime of your lies, Wayne.
You got it now. You got it now.
For the rest of your life.
You mean was an instant of my purity worth a lifetime of your lies, Wayne?
Please explain to me, where's the purity that you couldn't live without in the 52 people who are no longer on this planet because they met you and Mallory? What's so f***ing pure about that? How did you do it?
You'll never understand, Wayne. You and me, we're not even the same species. I used to be you, then I evolved. From where you're standing, you're a man. From where I'm standing, you're an ape. You're not even an ape, you're a media person.
Which was really relaxing. And then to the Pottery Barn, where I got this little silver muffin dish.
Is that Donald Trump's car?
God, Patrick, shut up.
You know, Courtney, you should take some more lithium or have a Diet Coke. Some caffeine might get you out of this.
I just want a child. Just two perfect children. Are we here?
Yeah.
This is Dorothea?
Good evening. Yes, dear. Courtney, you're going to have the peanut butter soup with smoked duck and mashed squash. New York Matinee called it a playful but mysterious little dish. You'll love it. And then the red snapper with violets and pine nuts. I think that'll follow nicely.
Mmm. Thanks, Patrick.
However, you are welcome to sign up for a trade again. If you sign up and start sending traffic, you will start receiving traffic back immediately. However, a few third-party counters that people use have a lag before updating referrer statistics, so please wait a short while before questioning about not being returned if you just relying on the third-party counter.
Linoleum.
The vital thing to notice in this particular context is
but in this particular context, the word has something of a...
Income better be ready, because he's going to sock it to the working people in this country.
Very compelled to do whatever he had to do. And that when it was over with, he was going to try to find a way to get home.
Through monitoring, if you will, or through picking up, like some sort of antenna. Tempers your emotion. If you could develop and activate your own temporal lobes, you could experience a dominion of thought and a dominion of feeling, a dominion of emotion. Four reasons why we begin and suggest that you begin building a new structure by developing and activating your temporal lobes. Another reason. Everyone's temporal lobes are sensitive to electromagnetic energy if there is enough surge. Not everybody is sensitive to the, quote, everyday or to the normal electromagnetic energy. But everybody is, every temporal lobe, let's put it that way, unless it's been altered somehow, but everybody is sensitive to electromagnetic energy. Everybody's temporal lobes is sensitive to surges of that electromagnetics. Because that's what the temporal lobes then use to function as if they were your familiar senses, to modulate your common senses and to modulate your unfamiliar senses and to temper your emotion. That's why the Santa Anas, the electromagnetics of the Santa Anas, cause people to have weird or changed, altered emotions. The amplitude of their emotions change. The frequency of their emotions change. An ultra high or a very high or even an extremely low frequency has impact upon emotion because the temporal lobes are sensitive and everyone's is sensitive when there are surges of that electromagnetics. Sunspots, solar flares, solar storms, you know that they can interrupt television broadcast, radio broadcast, telephone communication, computer communication, and they can make people in a mighty bad mood. Not that long ago, you heard even on your CNN headline news, a major solar storm happened and its energy should reach the earth on such and such a day at such and such a time. So dark. Solar flares, solar energies cause brownouts in certain areas and tremendous upheavals to the electromagnetics of your earth. You're very tangible. And your temporal lobes also. And they cause not brownouts in you maybe, but they alter the familiar, the common, the unfamiliar, and the emotional that you are about. Solar storms, solar flares, sunspots, earth anomalies from the globes of energy that the earth emits, to tectonic activity with you in San Francisco are too familiar with. Earthquakes, volcanoes, a tremendous sound. People can sense an earthquake coming. And those of you who experience them, it's a wave, right? It's not shaking. It's a wave. It's moving. And when you experience it, it's not like being on a boat. It's not like being on a carnival ride. It is a weird sensation, and it throws you off balance. You can stand up, but you don't feel centered. You're cattywunk. And your emotions can go screwy, and people for months, even years afterwards, can be affected by it because of the surge of electromagnetic energy that is the earthquake, but also the impact it had on everyone's temporal lobes.
Your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there, like a splinter in your mind.
When it was over with, he was going to try to find a way to get home.
Aided his efforts because it allowed him to stay anonymous. And self-replication also tends to... people that perpetrate things to be anonymous. For example, the person who attacked the internet with a denial of service attack.
Thanks so much for looking after Courtney. Dorcia, how impressive. How on earth did you get a reservation there?
Lucky, I guess.
That's a wonderful suit.
Don't tell me. Let me guess. Valentino Couture.
Uh-huh.
You look so soft. Your compliment was sufficient, Louis.
Hello, Halber Stram.
Nice tie.
How the hell are you?
Alan has mistaken me for this dickhead, Marcus Halberstram. It seems logical because Marcus also works at PMP and in fact does the same exact thing I do. He also has a penchant for Valentino's suits and Oliver Peoples' glasses. Marcus and I even go to the same barber, although I have a slightly better haircut.
So how's the ransom account going, Marcus?
It's all right.
Really? That's interesting. It's not great.
Oh, well, you know.
So how's Cecilia? She's a great girl.
Oh, yeah. I'm very lucky.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Alan. Congratulations on the Fisher account.
Thank you, Baxter.
Listen, Paul, squash.
Call me.
What Friday?
No can do. I got an 8:30 res at Dorcia. Great. Sea urchin ceviche.
Dorcia on Friday night. How'd he swing that?
I think he's lying.
that a gram?
New card. What do you think?
Whoa. Very nice. Look at that.
Picked them up from the printers yesterday.
Good coloring.
That's bone. And the lettering is something called Cillian Braille.
It's very cool, Bateman, but that's nothing.
Look at this.
That is really nice. Eggshell with Romalian type. What do you think?
Nice.
Jesus. That is really super. How'd a nitwit like you get so tasteful?
I can't believe that Bryce prefers Van Patten's card to mine.
But wait. You ain't seen nothing yet. Raised lettering. Pale nimbus. White.
Impressive. Very nice.
Mm.
Let's see Paul Allen's card. Look at that subtle off-white coloring. A tasteful thickness of it. Oh my God. It even has a watermark.
Something wrong? Patrick, you're sweating.
Open your legs up.
Let me see your pussy. Let me see right from your inner thighs. Your pussy.
Show me your pussy.
Ooh.
No, that's not cum. That's just sweat from my latex gloves. See, in fact, when I slap you, I bet a lot of sweat's gonna come out here. Makes it almost look like it's cum. Oh, yeah. Actually, I like that. Let's make it look like it's cum. Dripping all over you. Powder and all this cum. Does it look like cum to you?
Mm-hmm.
Just dripping it all over you?
Does it?
Yeah? Huh? Oh, you gonna fuck that hard in your clit? Oh, too much? Come on, you can do that. Come on.
Yeah.
God. Oh, look how white I am. I'm just gonna rinse off my hand.
Why don't you just look into the camera and touch your pussy?
Are you touching it?
Are you touching it like you want it? You're enjoying this. Are
yes.
you touching it?
Yeah.
Are you touching it? Are you touching it?
Yeah.
Get over here.
Yeah.
No, I really didn't see you touching it. I didn't see you touching it at the moment.
But you don't have to get up. Don't worry. I'm not going to let you fall. I'm not going to let you fall until I push you down. You fall? I'm not gonna let you fall until I push you down.
Now look at the porn star. On her back. On her back. Now you're touching yourself. Just where you feel most comfortable? On your back? I do want to try one more thing with you.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna see how much you enjoy getting your stomach whipped. You can just stay there for a moment. Now,
How are you doing? Are you okay?
Yeah.
I want the camera to catch your face. Do you want this to be over?
Yeah.
So you're no longer curious, I assume?
I'm still curious.
Still curious?
Yeah, I need to be it.
So curious to have your stomach whipped to see how that feels? Are you?
Yeah.
Why don't you put your hands on your door? So very pretty from up here. No, I am going easy on you. Are you okay? Yeah. You like it when I go slow?
Yeah.
Should I work up to you? Not start out so fast?
Good. I like it when your feet up on my ankles.
No.
Stay down. Stay down.
Because I can get very severe. Very severe. I like to see you cry. Open your legs up. Good. Good. Dry your thighs. Come on. Maybe you're not so curious anymore. Maybe you're not so curious. And the door's getting whipped all nice and dirty. You're so nice and dirty. Feel the dirt? I don't like my girls dirty. I like my girls as well. Dave. And clean. Roll over. Roll over.
He'll go after the cab drivers and the teachers and the nurses and the middle class. Let me say this. Higher taxes do not create new jobs. Destroy that. You've seen it when their man, Governor Florio, was elected. Governor Florio has too much taxes. So does Governor Clinton.
Evolved. You'll never understand, Wayne. You and me, we're not even the same species. I used to be you, then I evolved. From where you're standing, you're a man. From where I'm standing, you're an ape.
That yawn thing that you're talking about?
Well, if I just think... In fact, actually, it was how they used to train actors about 80 years ago. You know, to speak on the edge of a yawn, which is why they all sounded like that. Yeah. But we can't do that anymore, nor should we, because it sounds odd. But if you just start... It's a very good warm-up exercise. If you start just speaking on the edge of a yawn, the throat begins to open. Breath comes in freer because there's no blockage in the throat. If you then just take yourself into speaking, thinking of that yawn, the voice starts to feel easy, effortless. Effortless.
The people that did find him were really very fortunate that they found him as quick as they did, and they responded as fast as they did.
The least sensitive of the human race are impacted. And that's why you thought it's over in a two seconds, 10 seconds, what? No big damage this time. But I'm a wreck. And what's wrong with you people? Nothing. The surge of electromagnetic energy from Earth anomalies and from tectonic activities affects you. Not just woo-woo, your temporal lobes, but your common, familiar, and uncommon, and your emotional sense. Storms, excessive storms, immediately come to mind. Thunderstorms, yeah. But also storms of heat, storms of cold, storms of a full range of weather condition. Surely heat storms, not just a hot spell, heat storms. People die, they get dehydrated, they get various other forms of exposure and things like this.
You're not even an ape, you're a media person. Media's like the weather, only it's man-made weather. Murder? It's pure. You're the one made it impure. You're buying and selling fear. You say why? I say, why bother?
Are you done? Great. Then let's cut the BS and get real. Why this purity that you feel about killing? What the Christ say, what? Don't lie to me!
I guess, Wayne, you just gotta hold that old shotgun in your hand and it comes clear like it did for me the first time. That's when I realized my one true calling in life. What's that, Mickey? Oh, shit, man. I'm a natural-born killer.
Wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's been a pleasure, pleasure's mine, but I enjoyed it also, so I shan't be falling for the Robert Downey Jr. syndrome-o-matic. It's been a pleasure and a joy. I'll be going homewards shortly from this place. I think I'm going to go into the darker than blue room when I get home. Gather together various playthings from the underworld, as it were. Go across the great water with enjoyment so I can yeet out when I want. Don't forget that part. Don't forget, on the new metaphysics program, you can gain information before anybody else, or almost everybody else, on the face of the earth. In all modesty, of course. Sometimes you just gotta tell the truth, even if there are forces causing you to be cautious. Sometimes humility must be at hand to tell the truth at times. New metaphysics, newer than the older metaphysics, Thank God for that. Going where no man has gone before. And since no man has gone there before, there's no men there. Or women. In fact, there may not be anything there. Certainly in a reality where a human creates reality him herself, I believe there's no reality there. Just me, where I'm at home. Raised by a mythical pair of wolves, since they were not there either. I'm at home where no man has heretofore been. I'll be a legend in 1,000 years. A legend. That's right. And listeners of this show, of this program, of this entertainment vehicle, can gain a third leg up if you were on things that haven't happened until right now. That's pretty new. And of course, can dream of the things that can't be. And even align yourselves with things that could be but never will. Thus, their proper trajectory. On this program, this stage right here, the Right Honorable Gary Geiserman, the Major, bringing you homing device. The balance, if ye will, not to be underestimated in this world of the tip of the 90,000 year erection in the United States, running out of dick jism, of course, as we speak. But writing the end of this particular novel for many decades now in this country, and of course in certain vantage points of the overseas Americans, and that new world is coming along nicely, very nicely. Many structures there. One neat thing happening soon, the human technology interface, and not the cyborg MIT bullshit dream kind either. Not the kind dreamed of Uber Supermen. And since there are no men alive, well, just a few, a Superman, not a very stable place to be today. Not a very stable place at all. Women are subjugated and whipped. not by men. Country of lemmings, led by the pack, the lead pack animal that does not exist. The assassination from the grassy knoll of the pineal gland. Nation of lemmings, led by a phantom lead animal, programmed by our subconscious selves, thus undetectable. Women tortured by the assassinated male who does not exist, does not walk the earth. What of men, you say? Walking without a clue, knowing not of what they know not, and walking all the more. The human tool interface, like the penis and vagina of old, one penetrating the space, the other circumscribing the penetration. Full exchange of fluids, of course, at all times, on at least 7 levels of human detection, and 49 levels beyond that, as it were. As we come to an end of the 90,000-year tool, of course, with that perspective, this may look like progress to some. With perspective, it looks like what it is, the 90,000-year-old, tired, last pill of Viagra erection in the sky. Like that new building down in Copley Square looks like it. Like all tall buildings, of course, and the West. Another one bites the dust. So the human technology interface, thus to avoid the end of the end story, we all know in our hearts, in our balls, in our eggs to be the end we don't need. I say we jump cut. But it'll look natural. So I want you humans to discuss amongst yourselves, lots and lots of dialogues. I want you to elect a president 5 million times. Oh, by the way, Gore wins. I always love this underdog thing. I believe it's Seminole County. Brought by a private citizen. A lawsuit. Thank you. love those extremes. You know what I love to do with those extremes? I love to do what the goddess likes to do with them. Change them to their opposite in flight, in real time, for real. You must like to do it too. You're here now, ain't you? You're here now. I can talk to you like you listen to be talked to. Not like the rest of that lemming Americanischer culture sphere bullshit. Talk about the internet anymore because that's all over. We have one. It sort of works. Gets the kernel of the idea done, the dialogue, the exchange of sensorial fluids, interstitial and all. Besides, it's a bogey. Mark my words. One day...